You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps. As a part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, Vietnam Telling the Pennsylvania Story, we're bringing you oral history interviews with Vietnam veterans. Today, Ryan Booze talks with his father, Robert Booze, about the time he was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross.
As a kid, you know, I remember your wood roll top desk, and I'd always, you know, at some point it showed me just your various medals, and so I still remember often I'd roll that thing up and I'd find a couple of these boxes, and the one I knew was important, but I didn't know why. I just remember the blue case. I'd open it up often and be in there, and it was a metal cross. And so I wonder if you could tell me about that story again.
Yeah, that was, you know, I tell people, you just do your job. We were supposed to be doing a food run. We did our first food run out of Benoit, well, from Cameron. Then we went to Benoit, and that's when a surprise happened. This guy comes up, some sergeant from the Army, and he says, hey, you guys are here. We need you to go out to so-and-so post. I forget the name of it now, what it was. He said, they are out of ammunition. I go, what? He said, we just got a call. You're here. You guys are going to be diverted. You're going to take this ammunition out. And I went, we are? He says, well, someone's got to do it, and there's no other caribou. And it has to be a caribou. No other caribou's coming for another couple hours. There's these four big pallets, but they filled up our plane. Off we went, and just as we landed, the guy says, okay, just get back up here. And they had a forklift truck, and we could get right at the level of the back of the tailgate there, and it could slide under the load. And they were just getting ready to do the first one. And all of a sudden, you could hear boom, and you see some kind of loud noise. I go, what's going on? And then you see dirt flying in the distance, and another boom, boom. And then you could hear the guy on the radio, get that caribou out of there. Trying to get that caribou out of, get that load off. I remember him screaming, okay, so that other Army guy got out, the forklift guy got away, and the flight mechanic came back, but he unlashed everything. I said, okay, and he held on, and what we did is we just backed up so far, and I hit the brakes and then hit forward thrust, and just like a car, as we did that, it all went that way, and we took off, and it just, and they just fell out and fell apart. So we just got airborne and still boom, boom around you. And we just kept looking at the gauges, the co-pilot. You just keep watching, Gabe, watching. He says, "Everything. I don't see anything wrong. No, oil pressure is great. Gas is great. All the flow is great. Pressure is great. Okay, and everything seems to be working." And he's looking out all the windows he can. He says, I can't see anything. Like, oh, it looks like there's some, but it doesn't look like it hit anything on the wing and somewhere else. And I didn't know what else to do. I said, we got to get out of here, get back, and let them check it out. And I forget how many holes there were, but miraculously, nothing was damaged. I guess it was 2 days later, the colonel at our unit came up to me. He says, hey, from what we heard from our maintenance people and the damage to the plane, even though it was flyable, and what you did, he said, we're going to submit you guys for Distinguished Flying Cross for delivering emergency stuff to save the people, blah, blah, blah. And so they put it in. I think it was a couple months later, they got it back saying it was awarded to the crew and I. So that's how it happened.
Ryan Booze talks with his father, Robert Booze. In connection with WPSU's Vietnam Project, the Traveling Wall, an 80% scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall, is coming to Center County. The installation at Innovation Park In-State College will be free and open to the public from October 5th through 8th. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.
This story is part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, The Vietnam War, Telling the Pennsylvania Story. Major funding comes from Zippo Manufacturing, with additional support from Tom and Sarah Songer. Learn more at wpsu.org/atimetoheal.